Hello there, social media world, and welcome to the next chapter. We have a special guest today, Brian O'Reilly, who wrote a nonfiction book, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So the first thing I want to know is how many of you out there own a home, sell a home, sold a home, maybe you're a real estate agent, or maybe you want to learn how to be an appraiser, because that is what Brian's going to talk about. So Brian has a background as a real estate agent and a real estate appraisal professional. And you may be wondering, Gloria, why are you publishing a book on real estate appraisals? Well, first of all, check him out. He's cute, right? Do you think he's cute? Okay. And he's got a great sense of humor. And he was referred to me by one of my other authors, Robin Magadino, and said he's a good guy. And so that's what we're about. We're about promoting people that have purpose, that align with our values. And that's Brian. So Brian, welcome today. And I'm really glad that you're going to be here to educate people about what you do. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you for taking the time and let me jump on here with you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So how about you tell a few of our people out there, actually, we've got several people watching already. What exactly is it that you do? What's your background?
So I guess to put a label on it, I'm just addicted to real estate. I am, you know, I don't really put myself in a specific career per se. I just love, breathe everything to do with real estate. I love the industry. I love the people within it. I truly enjoy what I do and the people I connect with on a daily basis. But to kind of revert back to the beginnings, my brother and I, we started a real estate appraisal business 15 years ago and then just kind of naturally progressed through the industry at that point, doing real estate sales, investing, flips, and pretty much have touched every aspect of real estate throughout the last 15 years.
Wow. So I like real estate, but I don't own any yet. Maybe you'll give me some tips. But I do have to say, in reading your book, I did learn a lot. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, and I've sold a home in the past and didn't feel I got the fair value on it. So in reading your manuscript, I learned a lot. And I think anybody can learn from it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in it. Again, it's not, you know, it's not used as an educational source. It's not like this is the tried and true testament of the appraisal industry. It's more of just the tip of the iceberg, what an appraisal is, why they're needed, who are appraisers, you know. It gives you a general knowledge and understanding on the appraisals and the appraisal industry rather than diving in super, super deep. But there is a lot of value, a lot of aspects that could help even, you know, people from realtors, lenders to the typical homeowner. You know, there's something in there that could benefit everyone.
So what made you decide to write this information down and bring it to the world? Hold your book up, by the way. I know it's only your proof copy, but hold it up so they can see. So it's a look behind the curtain, everybody, real estate appraisal. So what made you write it and take this approach?
Several years ago, we got approached by a couple of the realtor associations. I was living in Southern California at the time. And, you know, the realtor associations, they have these quarterly meetups where a lot of realtors come and get together, and they were asking us to speak or do these appraisal Q&A sessions. And everywhere we went, the entire house was packed. Like, they had to bring extra chairs in, you know, people standing room only. And it was such, you know, everyone knows sales and marketing, but the appraisals is really an untouched aspect of real estate that a lot of people don't know. And they're just very curious. And as we kept traveling around, I kept seeing more and more people and getting really intelligent, high level questions. And I thought, this needs to be a text. This needs to be a handbook that someone can kind of refer to rather than having to wait for these little sessions or maybe shoot me a random email every once in a while. Like, if we could put this all in something, you know, a resource for, you know, these professionals to use, they would be really beneficial to everyone. So
your target audience mainly is the professionals first and foremost, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So the main focus, I guess, or the main target audience would be realtors, number one, and then anyone else in the industry, lenders, you know, investors, and then just trickling down from their homeowners, maybe someone who's preparing to do a refinance on their property and has a couple questions, or maybe, you know, how could I tighten up my house a little bit to maybe a little bit more value? You know, so there's a lot of tips and tricks and stuff that could be helpful to, like I said, anyone who needs to learn about the appraisals.
What's one of the top things that you see is done perhaps incorrectly when people are getting appraisals?
From the realtor or lender aspect, it's just sure. Everyone always thinks theirs is the biggest and best. And no fault to anyone. I think that's kind of human nature. You know, even as an appraiser, someone who's been in the industry, when we do a refinance or something with an appraisal, I'm always thinking, okay, ours is, there's no way something better, you know? So it's just, I think human nature at that point to kind of lean that way. But you know, they fail to recognize that there's two ends of the spectrum, that, you know, maybe you're not the highest and the best, but you're not the worst. So maybe they're just looking at, you know, the upper echelon and comparing their product to that, when maybe it's not the most competitive comparables that they have.
So do you find people tend to lean either overappraised or underappraised?
I would say the majority overappraised. I think, yeah, everyone kind of thinks their product is worth more than what it could be proved on an appraisal, typically. So
I remember I owned a condo in Hawaii, and I purchased it at a really good price. And within 2 years, the market went crazy. And I actually had a real estate agent knock on my door and want to sell it. I wasn't even want to sell it, but she's like, you know, I said, well, jokingly, I said to her, if you can get a cash deal with $100,000 profit to me, I'll take it. Do you know the next day she came to me with that offer?
Yeah.
And what I found interesting was none of these places had sold at that price, but somehow they managed to sell it. So can you tell us how that happens, you know?
Well, I think there's kind of a gray area in appraisals, and also an appraisal more so is to, especially with the way the market's been going the last several years, I've even said that the appraisal isn't really to tell you what your house is worth, but it's to collateralize a loan for the bank. The buyers are telling you what their perceived value is of the property. And that's technically the definition of market value, is what a knowledgeable consumer is willing to pay for that particular product. So yeah, I can see how someone would go above and beyond to get something if they really desired it. And especially, you know, an area like that in Hawaii, if they have the disposable income to where, you know, maybe it's not, you know, it's a second house, or, you know, it's not utilized as a primary residence to where someone's really fixated on what their monthly payment's going to be. Instead, it's just a vacation spot for them to kind of come and visit.
Or to rent out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. True. So there's different motivations and there's different reasons for appraisals. So
when you're teaching, because I know you do public speaking, when you're teaching or when this book goes out, what is it that you really want the real estate agents to get out of this when you're presenting your information? What is most important for them?
I think it's more so learning about the appraisals and kind of what we have to go through when determining our appraised value and how an appraisal works, rather than just, you know, throwing your hands up in the air and saying, why didn't it appraise for this? Actually go through and understand, hey, maybe I missed a few things here, or maybe the comps that we were pricing our house on weren't the most competitive to it. So it's more so kind of showing how we do our work and why we do it certain ways. Like I said, to help to do what we do for the banks, rather than just try to get the highest and most, you know, that the realtors think it's worth.
Yeah, because sometimes if the promise is so big and someone's trying to go get a mortgage, they get disappointed, don't they, when they're not approved because the value is not there.
Yeah. And then you have this tough conversation of, you know, between like, well, this is what the house is under contract at, but this is what it appraised for. And you have this margin or this difference between the two values, and the bank's only going to cover what the house appraised for, but then the buyer still wants the house. So the last couple of years have been pretty tricky with, you know, with those negotiations. And, you know, we've seen a lot of people kind of overinflate their sales price just for the opportunity to get into the house.
So, yeah, I've seen that happen myself. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So something else that I really enjoyed about your book, hold it up again because we got some new people on here. Let them see the cover that has a mark across it that's actually approved, says not for sale, but his book will be coming out in a few weeks.
Yes.
Something that I really enjoyed in your book. Yeah, you got all the stats and all the details and stuff, but you have a sense of humor about what you as an appraiser find in these homes or around them or whatever. What is, and you threw a couple of those stories in there to keep people entertained, because let's face it, you can read all this data and start to fall asleep, right? So
yeah.
I know that you wanted to engage them in real life. Which one of those stories do you really love the most or chuckle the most about?
It was nice to kind of reminisce when we were going through, because that was one of the strategies, is that yes, you know, it's very mundane and just like, it's very yada, 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 yada. And we wanted to break it up and add some fun to it and kind of keep people engaged. So we did add a few stories that have happened to me on appraisals. And I would probably say the home that I went into that was completely filled with mannequins from top to bottom.
It was mine too. I love it.
Had to be like the most strangest scenario I've ever been in. And I still to this day don't know, like, if they were just messing with me or if that's really the way it was.
See, I would have asked them. I would have totally asked them.
I wanted to make it out there in one piece. So I kept my mouth shut and did my job. But yeah, that was
definitely.
So I'm
going to give you guys a little sneak peek into this story, just so you can understand what an appraiser might have to face. And also to see Brian's little sense of humor that he threw into a very serious compilation of numbers. So tell them what happened, the first thing that you noticed.
Oh, with the story of the mannequins?
Yeah.
So it was a property, you know, I maybe it was on my second or third appointment for the day, and was measuring the house, and I got to the back of the house and I looked upstairs on the balcony, and looking out the slider window was a mannequin pulling back the drape. And I thought, oh, that's pretty funny. You know, I got a little chuckle out of it. Worked my way back to the front of the house and was getting ready to go inside the house. And the gentleman had opened the door, and literally my straight shot saw three mannequins on the couch and on the love seat, just like having a conversation with themselves. So yeah, I was a little hesitant at first to go in. And as I kept working through the house, I mean, there were some up on the balcony. I mean, they were all over the home in the dining room. There must've been probably 25 or 30 different mannequins throughout the house. And they're just posed like they were guests at a dinner party. It was
hysterical.
It was pretty intense.
I think your next book should be a compilation of all these stories. Get a hold of different appraisers and tell all these stories. I think it would be a hit.
That would really be the behind the curtain, right?
Behind the curtain. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the process of putting this book together, okay? Because I know you attempted to do it about a year ago, and I'm really glad that we were able to connect to help you get this together. So was it challenging in any way or easier than you thought to compile all this into your nonfiction book?
It was a challenge just, so honestly, it kind of happened when the pandemic first started to sink in. We homeschool our daughters. So in my office, we also shared their room where they studied, and the closet doors I had painted as chalkboards. So when the pandemic hit, we kind of had a lull in work. And one day I thought, oh, I'll do like a website or a blog, or I'll do something to where I can get this out. So I started just writing on this, on the chalkboard, on these two doors. And within 2 hours, I had an outline for what would be a book. And
great.
Really the next 2 months, I just sat down and just, you know, in between appointments or on the weekends or at nights, I would literally just spend a couple hours a day, maybe set aside a day or two a week here. And then within, you know, like I said, the month or two, it was a full text, which kind of surprised me.
So you did basically what I try to coach people, and you were doing it before I even met you, to do an outline, to do a storyboard per se.
Yeah.
And start getting your ideas down. So fast forward, because we only have a few more minutes going. Yeah. Overall, when you got to the layout part, especially, what did you learn about that process? Because you have charts in there and diagrams and comics and everything.
Well, it's tough, especially being a male. It's always hard to get what's in my head out to other people. So it was kind of challenging to put my thoughts and ideas onto paper. And that was helpful with the chalkboard, is I just kept drawing stuff out. And like you said, it literally made an outline for what it would be. And just the whole flow of everything from the beginning to the end.
You did great. Yeah. And the designer really finished up really nice, so that it's very clear and understandable. And the chapters are all broken down, so it's like you could flip through and basically find anything you want. So
yeah,
bravo to both of you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm very happy with the way it turned out. I'm actually pleasantly surprised. I didn't think, it was going to work that well, but after reading through it the last couple times and doing all the proofreadings, it turned out to be a really good piece of work, I think. So
I think so too.
A lot of people get a lot of value out of it.
I think so too. So what's your website so I can put it up here on the screen?
It's actually my name, Brian, Bryon O'Reilly.
With an apostrophe?
No apostrophe. OREILLY.com.
Okay. And if they go on your website, what are they going to be able to find more information about doing appraisals? What else? A little bit more about
you. That's more so just a landing page for the book. Right now, they'll find charts and answer keys and PDFs to some of the charts that are within the book.
Great.
On there right now, just a quick bio, stuff like that. Nothing really too in depth. We plan to add to it and grow from this experience and help educate more, do different podcasts and YouTube channels.
Well, I like the fact that because you have so much information in that book and different forms, I like the fact that you're going to have a site where people can go to download different things, because that's brilliant. Yeah, because you don't get that in a book. You can't.
And one of the useful things I think within the book is that we actually show how to do adjustments for, certain amenities on a home. And that's what the worksheets in the book and on the website will help you do, is to try to say, okay, how do they figure an adjustment for a pool or, different amenities within a home? We work through scenarios and examples to where you can learn how to do that on your own. And these worksheets help with that.
So what I like is, as let's say a potential person who is either going to buy a home or sell a home, if I had this book and I had all these downloadable things, I can educate myself and get a little jump start so that if I have questions, I would know the right questions to ask, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it would be very helpful in that.
Awesome. So what's your dream vision with this book?
I didn't really... I wasn't motivated to really, have it a huge success. I just want people who purchase it and who utilize it to really get value out of it. That's
Originally, you didn't want a whole bunch of people, but then we had a chat or two about the industry. So come on, be honest. What do you want?
You kind of lit that fire. It's more so watching people have that aha moment. Like when we would do the speaking engagements and you can see something click within someone to where they understand it. That's where I get value. That's what makes me feel good. It's what's the saying?
So we have to get this out to people all over the United States, right?
Yes, all over.
So if you're watching or on the replay or just listening on the podcast, then please share this link with the people that you know that are real estate agents, that are appraisers, or somebody who wants to buy or sell their home, because there's something for everybody. And you got to go put a review up on Amazon or Goodreads or Barnes & Noble or wherever you get it. And when Brian is ready to release it, you can be sure that you're going to see the link on my page, on my timeline, so that you can go grab the book. So any last tips or information for our listeners?
No, I think that's it. I think you pretty well wrapped it up and covered it.
Okay. So if you're listening to us, you can go to www.BryonO'Reilly.com and get the accompanying PDFs that you can download that go along with the book and the forms, right?
Yep.
I get that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And if you have, and Hamadou says, great talk. He's all the way in Africa, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's writing his nonfiction book. I'm looking forward to one day interviewing him. So, Brian, I want to thank you for being here today, for educating our audience. And I'm really excited for you to get this book out. So we'll have that all happen in the next few weeks. And I know that you've been doing commercials and podcasts and everything out there, because the trade industry, how many people are in real estate? Like, what's the trade industry numbers? You have any idea?
When I looked in, it was 2 years ago, I think there was 420,000 realtors nationwide. Again, I haven't looked at the number recently, but
so if we get 20% of them, you could become a USA Times and New York Times bestseller.
I mean, that would
Oops, you froze on me.
Pretty amazing.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, well, that's what we're going to hope for. So be sure to share this with people that you know, even if you don't know if they need the information, because you never know who knows somebody, right? And absolutely. If they have mannequins in their house, just give them a few extra copies.
Yes, or run.
Or run. Brian, thank you again. I love hanging out with you, and I really enjoyed working along with you. So best wishes on your book. Mutual. This got cut off. This is metal. Real estate appraisals, a look behind the curtain. I got to redo it. And then there's our handsome Brian with a great sense of humor who deserves a lot of success with this book. So remember, the next chapter can be the best chapter of your life. And Brian's going for his next chapter, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks again, Brian.
Thanks, Gloria. Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.